We're on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Beirich al hayayin shlifnei amazon potter hayayin shliach amazon. In those days, they had different eating habits than we had today, and they drank a lot more wine, which we're going to see from the sugya, that they would normally drink after they finished their meal, the etzim meal. They'd sit back and they'd have a lot more wine. So the wine after the meal, before the benching, wasn't part of the mazon, wasn't part of the meal. So if they had wine before the meal, that wine potered the brocha on the acher hamazon, before the berkat hamazon. That was their habits. Beirich al ha-paperet. Paperet, for lack of a better word, is the hors d'oeuvres. If they had a few little snacks before the meal, and they made a brocha on it, like a shakol or brei pri adama, shelefnei hamazon, that's potter the paperet shliach hamazon. We'll see Rashi just a minute. Beirich al ha-pat. Once you make a brocha on bread, potter the paperet, that's going to take care of these hors d'oeuvres, a la paperet. But if you make a brocha on these things, lo potter the pot. That's pshita. We'll see. Beishamei umrim af lo maisikidera. Also, not with a maisikidera. And the Gemara is going to ask on Beishamei exactly what is Beishamei going on. I'll just see Ashi up to here, because the second part of the mission can move then. Beirich al yayin. Noogim hayu levi kodem achila kos yayin l'shtot. Before they would start eating, they'd start off with a kos of wine. Kidetanya l'kam, we're going to see in one daf. We'll see over there the whole way they used to eat. Mavin lifneim parperot lahamshich achila. They would bring hors d'oeuvres or food in order to like entice the eating. Okay, kind of like a grapefruit that we'd have in the beginning of the meal. Things that help you, that would want you to have more of a time to eat. Kagon pargiot vidagim, little pieces of chicken, fish. Then they'd bring a shulchan. Each person had their own individual table with a tray on it in front of their own bed. After they ate the suda, the food part, then they would sit, I guess it's more of a social type thing, and they'd drink and they'd eat these little foods that are not part of the etzim eating. What do they eat after the food? Parpiot, again, parpiot. Hors d'oeuvres, appetizers, however you, we don't have the same word in English, because I guess when you have different eating habits, you don't have the same words to describe what they're doing. But desserts, kagon kisnim, these are the kisnim that we mentioned, the pasapapa kisnim, some kind of kisnim, the malala liba, that make a person feel good, for lachmaniot, small types of mazonos, cakes, for hu yayin, or parperet, shliach hamazon. This is called the yayin and the parperet, liach hamazon. Shneim kodim berkat hamazon. These are both before berkat hamazon. So again, they would start off the meal before they'd sit down and wash. They'd have some yayin and maybe some parpiot, and these things would now potter when they make a bracha before they said hamotzi. They will now come and potter the yayin and the parpiot that are going to come after the meal that you would normally make a bracha.
The parpiot
before
the mazon is a different bracha.
If it's a different prophet, then it would be a different prophet.
No, what's Rashi? What Rashi says in the end of the Mosn, it says impossible by kissing.
It's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the same prophet.
It's good, all right, I'm not sure. Why is Rashi switching things out? Okay, but that's the basic, it has to be the same bracha. So before the meal, if you have something, a wine, then any wine in the meal that's not for the meal, for example, after the meal, would that would cover it. And same thing with these parpiot. And you have a good aura, I'm not sure what Rashi's changing the bracha. Maisa kidera, what Beit Shammai said is kilka, targis, vetisni, we already saw in the Gemara. These are weights that are split in half, or thirds, or quarters. Okay, nudin in the Mishnah. Hayu yoshvim, when they would sit together, what makes a kavius suda that one person could be mevorach on the other? When a lot of people are together, it's more lidchachila for one person to make the bracha and to be yotzi everyone else, because you have a concept of vov am hadras melech, and therefore when people sit together be kvius, it's better that one makes the bracha. So hi yoshim if they happen just to be sitting together, not in kvius, kol echad mivarek liatzmo, each one make a bracha by themselves. Hey sevo, if they're sitting in a kvius where they're actually going to be doing seva and on the couches and everything, echad mivarek lekulam. That's called kvius. And then you have the klal of Barov Amadras Melech, they're sitting together. One should make the bracha for all of them. Balahem Yayin Bitoch Hamazon. If some wine comes in the middle of the meal, the Gemara will explain a little on this. Kol Echad Bechad Mevarech Liatzmo. Everyone will make their own bracha. Acha Hamazon. After the mazon, before Birkat Hamazon, little wine after the meal. Echad Mevarech Lekulam. There's a kvius, they're about to sit and start drinking again. The minhag of achila was different then. They would sit and then drink a little bit before they sit there because of azam. Echad mivarek lekulam. That's the kvius. One will make a bracha for everyone. But who omer ala mugmar? And he also said on mugmar, these are incense that they'd also have at the end of the meal. This is even after berkat the mazon. They'd have this just for the good feeling of the eating. Even though he only brought it after the Suda, the one who said the bracha on the Yayin, as he sat down in Kavius drinking, is the one who says the bracha on the Mugmar. Rashi, Hayu Yoshvim, if they were sitting below Hasevat Matot, if they were just sitting without Seva, Shemotim, what is Seva? Shemotim al Tzedehem, they lean on their side, smolly, on their left side, ala mita, on special beds for the Yechila. V'yochlim v'shotim b'seva, they eat and drink b'seva. When they have, when they're all sitting together, kol achad v'achad mevarek liatzmo, there ain't kevah suda below a seva. You don't have kevius. You don't have a sitting down suda together without seva. Tosfot points out today, we don't do seva, so what makes our kvius of eating. It's he says that rather today when we call together everybody, let's sit together maybe at the dining room table, whatever, that will be our kvius today. Even though we don't have seva, but the coming together, whatever is kofei, the seva is a lav dafka, that was in minag then, and today it's all coming together. He also brings up another point which he's going to bring a raya from the Gemara. Which bracha are we talking about in the Mishnah? It's mashma the bracha Rishona. The Hamotzi. So he's going to bring a raya from the Gemara. We're going to see in on Amit Beis that it's also going to be on Birkat HaMazon. Okay, but neither it's Mashma, only from the Bracha Rishon here. He mentions it's also the Birkat HaMazon. What? He doesn't mention Zimun. Zimun will already be the seventh perk. Let's start talking about Zimun. He doesn't mention anything on the Zimun.
No, yeah.
What? Somebody the Hamotzi. One person saying Hamotzi. And he brings a raya from the end of the Gemara over here on Amit Beis, that also Birkat HaMazon, which we'll see the raya when we get to it. Okay. Balahem Yain Vitoch HaMazon, Mugmar Mefarsh Taima. We'll see the time over there. Ala Mugma. The one who said on the Yain also says on the Mugma. Oto Shebeirach Al HaYain, the one who made the bracha on the Yain, Hum Mivarach Ala Mugma. He also says on the Mugma, Shehayu Vagila Levilith Neim Achachila Avachat Bochlim. They were accustomed to bring before them after they finished eating incense, ala esh b'machtot, that was on the fire on a certain plate for the incense, l'reach tov, for a nice smell, l'mavrachim l'abrei eitzei b'samim. That would be the bracha. One would make the bracha for all. Which one would make the bracha? The one who made the bracha on the wine. Liach suda. This is Liach HaBirkat HaMazon, Rashi tells us. Sheina Mitzarchi Suda, it has nothing to do with the Suda anymore, with the needs of the Suda. Afilo Haki, even though the Suda is finished with, you already said Birkat HaMazon. Nevertheless, Mi Sheberach Ala Yayin Shahat Kil Baruchos Acheros Gomrim. The one who made the Bracha on the Yayin, he continues through and he continues saying the Brachas. Gemara. Okay, again, their Suda in those days were of the nature that they drank a lot of wine. So after, when they finished eating, they'd sit back, I guess it was more social, and they'd start the drinking. Omer Rav Baruchana, Omer Rav Yochanan. The din of our Mishnah, that we said that the wine in the beginning, before you even said Amotzi, is going to be Yotzi, the wine, after you finished eating, before Birkat HaMazon, that wasn't for the Etzim Suda, but for just for the drinking sake. Lo Shana, we didn't learn it. Ela b'Shabbatot v'Yomim Tovim. We only learned it when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Ho'el v'Adam koveya sudaso ala yayin. Because in those days, you had more time, I guess, and you'd sit back after the meal and you'd start the drinking. Aval b'Shara Yomot Hashana. But on weekdays, Mivorek al kol kos v'kos. You make a bracha on every kos. Rashi? Lo shana the yayin shlifnei amazon poter et shliach amazon. The halacha that we learned that the wine in the beginning of the meal will poter the wine that we have for the that's not part of the meal after the meal. Elo b'shabbatot the daito liyashiv acha amazon, because when you're about to eat and you had that glass of wine before you started eating, your mind was that you were going to sit after the mazon of a lishtot. You knew that you were going to start drinking. That someone who made the bracha in the beginning of the meal, his mind was on such on the end of the meal. But on regular weekdays, I'll call kos for kos for whom unto who kin nimlach umatkil v'shtiyah b'chol chad v'chad. It's considered like he changed his mind and he's beginning to drink on every kos. Meaning they didn't know during the weekdays that they were going to sit and drink. So if they did drink, it's considered like they changed their mind and they started to drink. Tosfos mentions, the other Rishonim mentioned that in their countries, like France, where wine is in abundance, that even during the weekdays, since they drank more wine than they did at the time of the Gemara, it was more cheaper and everything, that was the minute that they had, that it was like the din of Shabbos.
Which kos and kos means?
Every time they drink a kos, and then they stop, it's and then they you make a new bracha. That's the mashma'ot. This is considered like your nimlach. Or at least when you start drinking the kos after you finished eating, the first kos before you started drinking does not cover that kos over there, because it's considered like you're a nimlach. You weren't going to drink since it's not the minhag to drink then, and therefore even, I don't know, maybe if you had your mind on it, a filo hachi, that you brought the tie to l'chol olam, and therefore you'd have to make a new bracha. Seems to be the mashma'ot. Okay. Abba Moshe Yehudachamah Mevarech al Kol Kos V'Kos Vava Bar Mari was Ikle Lebi Rava. He was at the house of Rava B'Chol during a weekday. Okay. Chaziyeh Devarech Lefnei Amazon. He saw that he made a bracha on the wine before. Let's go. Oh, you're right. Okay. We also learned this as a statement, the Amorim, Amor Rabba Bar Amari, Amor Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Lo Shana, we didn't learn Eilu B'Shabbatot V'Yom Tovim, it's only, the din is only on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, B'Shat She'adam Yotz Mevein America, it's a few more than when a person left the bathhouse, they needed more, I guess, energy, and they would drink more at the meal after that meal, or B'Shat Hakezitam, when they would bloodlet, the meal after that, they'd have more wine. However, the Adam Koveya Suda, so the Yain, since he's going to be Koveya Suda, drinking a little bit more wine at these times, therefore, when he made the bracha in the beginning, his dat was dat dahachi on the wine that says the Mazon. Avav Vishayim Adashana, Mevarak al Kol Kos, the Kos. At the end, but on regular days, he'd make a bracha on every Kos. Rav Amari Ikla Lebei Rava the Chol. He was there during a weekday. Chazi Debarich Lefnei Amazon. He saw that he first he made a bracha on the wine before the Mazon. Vahada Barich Liach Amazon. And when they brought out wine before they said Berakah Amazon, he made a new bracha. Amalei Yashar, you did proper. Vehein Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. That's exactly what Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. But on weekdays, it's since it's not kaviyus aliyayin, if you bring out wine, then you have to make a bracha on it. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, ikli lebei abaya, he happens to be at the house of abaya, b'yom tov. Now this is on yom tov. Chazi debarich, akol kasa v'kasa. He made a bracha on every kos. Not like the din that we said that it's only on Shabbos, and only during, sorry, that you make one bracha on Shabbos. He saw abaya making a new bracha when the wine was brought out after the meal. Amalei, lo sovel lamar lahayt of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The master doesn't hold like what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that on Shabbos you're part of the wine that you make in the beginning of the meal and the wine that you have after the meal, since you're kavua suda on the wine. Amelei nimlach ana. I changed my mind. I wasn't going to have wine after the meal. Not the Rashi mentions. Let's just see all the Rashi's right now. Lo shana the angel of the name wasn't part of the shalachamayin. Rav Asher Vador the daik liyashar. We saw that. Yasha yafa asit. You did nice. The chinamir of Yeshua ben Levi. Let's talk like that. Lo sova lamar. We asked Baya to be yom tov lav nimlachu. It's not called changing your mind. That is the way that people do it. Abaya said, Nimlachana, ain't vaguely kvoz suda aliyah, and I'm not normal to make my suda on wine, therefore I had no mind, I wasn't thinking about the wine, then now that I had wine, I just made a new bracha. Iboilahu, they asked, Bolehem yai bitochamazon. Remember, everything until now is before they sat down to eat, they had a cup of wine that didn't have anything to do with the suda. It was, you know, they had a nice cup of wine. That was potter, the wine that's going to come after you finish drinking that had nothing to do with the suda. Eboilu, they asked, what happens if Balaam yain betoch hamazon? In the midst of the suda now, they brought out wine and you made your bracha. Mao shiyafater et hayayin shaliyach hamazon. What's the din? Does this now potter the wine that's coming after you finish eating that doesn't have to do with the etzim eating? What's the question? If you're going to tell me that if you make a bracha on wine before the mazon, it's going to part of the wine achra mazon, I'll tell you there's a difference. Mishum tezeh lishtot, the wine that he had before the meal was just for the drinking of the wine. Tezeh lishtot, and the wine that he's drinking after he finished eating is also for the purpose of drinking wine. Aval hacha zeh lishtot, the wine after the meal is to drink. Vizeh lishrot, the wine that he's drinking in the middle of the meal is for the purposes of the food, that the food should settle. It's like to soak it, to settle the food over there. There are two different reasons why you're drinking over here. Therefore, lo, it should not potter the food. Or dilma loshna, or maybe no difference. So that's the question over here. If you're drinking for two different purposes, is that wine, even though it's the same bracha, but it had a whole different purpose to it, is that going to be potter the wine after the suda or not? So what's the din? Vav amar potter. Yeah, it makes no difference. It's the same bracha, there should be potter. So that's Rav. Vav kahan omer eino potter. He says it's not going to be potter. There's two different purposes. Why are you drinking it? Drink potter. Vav nachman omer potter. He says you're going to potter. Vav sheshes omer eino potter. It's not going to be potter. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, v'chol tamidei d'Rav, all of Rav's tamidim, amrei eino potter, against Rav. And that's basically what Tosfot says, and now that you have all the tamidim of Rav and Rav Sheshes and everybody coming, that's basically the din. That since it's for different purposes, a new chiddush in Hilchos Brachos, and even though it's the same bracha, but a new purpose to the bracha, it's not going to be potter. Eisvei Rav l'Rav Nachman. Now remember, Rav Nachman said what? Did we have Rav Nachman over here? He said, you're potter. That was his din. Eitzri Ravel of Papa, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, that you said that the wine, lishrot, would potter the wine, lishtot, even though it's different purposes. He asked him, Polehem yayin betocha mazon. In our Mishnah, let's read our words of our Mishnah. It came to them yayin betocha mazon. What did we say about that? Everyone makes a bracha for themselves. One makes a bracha for all of them. Now the mashma'os of the Mishnah is it's one suda, right? One suda, you put wine in the middle of the suda, everybody makes a bracha, and now you bring more wine at the end of the suda, one makes it for everybody. What do you need the wine for? Obviously, that you weren't potter with the wine in the midst of the Suda. Very good right against Rav Nachman that said that the wine in the middle of the Suda should potter the wine after the Suda. Got a big kash on you. The Mashmas of the Mishnah, one Suda, it's right at the top of the Taf. We could see it, right? Bolehem yayin betok mazon. Kolacham mevorek liatzmo. Acham mazon acham mevorek lekulam. On the lay, haki kamar. This is how you have to read the Mishnah. Rav Nachman says, no kash on me. Im lo, it's not talking about the same Suda, our Mishnah. The Mishnah is, if you bring it in the midst of the meal, everybody makes a bracha. In lo bar lehem yayin betoch hamazon. This is how you have to read the Mishnah. If they didn't bring them wine in the midst of the mazon, eliyach hamazon, nudin echad mivarek lekulam. To contrast that, if you poured it in the middle of the Suda, everyone makes a bracha. If you didn't bring it in the middle of the Suda, and now you brought it at the end of the Suda, then one makes a bracha for everyone. And therefore, the halacha stands that if you have wine before you start eating, and you know that you're going to have a drinking party after you start eating, let's say Purim, right? On Purim, you make a bread for your girlfriend before you start eating, and now you want to have a nice Suda, and now you sit back and get ready to drink, that wine will potter it, if you drink wine in the middle of the Suda, another question that we'd have to ask confirm. Let's say you didn't drink wine before the Suda. You sat down, and while you're eating your meat and potatoes, you have a kos of wine. Now you're finished, the table's cleared, and you're ready to start the drinking on Purim. Okay, we'll have to ask for bluff on what exactly we did. We might need a new bracha according to this Gemara, according to the halacha, because there's one kos of wine is to settle. But the truth is, if we're drinking wine in the middle of the Suda, it's lishtot. Okay, I don't think we're drinking it to settle the food. That's not our minhag of eating. So maybe we don't make a bracha. Okay, this sugya is basically not our minhagim of eating, but we have a different minhag of eating which comes up, and I'm going to quote from the bracha, the Sefer Zos HaBracha. What about a l'chaim? Okay, that we do have. We drink l'chaim during the meal, right? Do you make a bracha on mashkir chavif? Do you make a bracha on wine or not? So the poskim bring down interesting thing that normally you would have to say that you would need. I would think that you need to make a bracha on some whiskey in the meal or some l'chaim, because we're not drinking it because we're thirsty. We're drinking it because we want a l'chaim, and therefore we should make a bracha on it. But l'maisa, he says, we're noig shelo levarech halav. We don't make a bracha on it because when you drink in the meal now, in the middle of the meal, you want to may have a nice drink. It's la'orer hatevon. It gives your appetite a good appetite. So when you have a bracha, and then therefore it's coming like the mist of this Suda. So therefore he says that that's if you drink in the middle of the Suda. And especially if you're drinking it between fish and basar, that for sure is for the Suda, and therefore you should make a bracha on it. Now you finished eating and you want to make a l'chaim at the end of the meal. He says, l'kuliyama mevarech alav. You should make a bracha on it unless you have made a bracha on wine already. He didn't say what point did you make the bracha on the wine. This wine, we already saw, covers all maskim afterwards. It's the rosh of all drinks. And again, since that this comes now, it settles the food. It's good to have a little bit over here. It's considered a chelik. It's not even though it's coming to digest, help the digestive, it's not called a part of the Suda, and therefore you shouldn't do it. Now, that's when you normally have a little thing. What happens if someone comes over, and all of a sudden, they have mazel tov or something in the middle of the Suda, and you're still eating, and they want to make a l'chaim for you? Oh, mazel tov, here, let me bring out some alcohol over here. It's social drinking. What's the bracha on that? It's kind of like an in-between thing over here. It's not coming in the Suda to entice the eating. It's not at the end of the Suda where you'd make a bracha, because that has nothing to do with the etzim eating. So he brings down a chad megedoli ador, which he says in the beginning of the book, whenever he quotes gedoli ador, it means it's heard in the name of Rebbe Eliyashiv, and he didn't hear it exactly from Rebbe Eliyashiv. And since words can change when you quote from person to person, he doesn't want to say Rebbe Eliyashiv, therefore he says Achad Mekol Gedoli Ador, and he says Bedar Kal comes from a Borgenstein, which is a good source. But since Gedolim are very exacting with their Lashonot in Halacha, he's just going to call it Achad Mekol Ador. He says that even if you drink some Lachayim, he says you should not make a Brocha, because maybe Alkol Panim, it will entice the appetite a little bit, and therefore it's coming because of the Michael, and therefore you should make a bracha on it. Okay. You made it in the beginning? But why would you make it in the beginning? Now you're making. Well, now that we just saw over here that we had different dinim and wine, that if you make a wine, we paskin, the Tosfot at least paskins, that if you have wine in the meal that's for the shrot, that it's not going to cover the wine lishtok. There's two different purposes. So we'll have to check with it. I would think that you would make a bracha, but I would ask a shy on it. Mm-hmm. Why don't we throw the wine over here? All the dinim of wine. And wine is, of course, a little different because it's a special. We already saw that bread doesn't cover wine because wine has a special din by itself. But this is something that's not coming for the sunnah, it's coming for the occasion. So since it's coming for the occasion, at the end of the meal, we'd have to say you make a bracha. So if you have in the middle of the meal, again, what's the purpose of having in the middle of the meal? But for l'chaim, and we say that since it's enticing the achila, you don't make a bracha, so you already, we yotzi l'chaim, and now we have a shayla that if you had a l'chaim in the middle of the meal, even if you're drinking for l'chaim, Rebbe Eliashiv says that it's not going to be, you don't make a bracha on it, it's maybe it'll come for the purpose of the eating. So now you want to sit back and have a l'chaim afterwards, that's a shayla for posik, exactly what we should do. Okay, two dots. Beirich ala pat, potel and poperet, ala poperet, low part of the pot. If you made a bracha on the bread, it's going to put to the hors d'oeuvres that come afterwards. Ala poperet, low part of the pot. On the poperet, you don't put to, it's not going to, if you made a bracha on the hors d'oeuvres, it's certainly not going to be put to the bread. Beisham yomim af lo maisi kadera, also on like porridges, cream of wheat type dishes. What is beisham going on? So Charlotte and the Gemara will end with a tekum. Is it going on the first statement that when you make the bracha on the bread, it will part to the poperet? Or is it going on the second statement when you make a bracha on the poperet, it's not going to be part to the bread? Iboy lahu. Beis Shammai, they asked on Beis Shammai, a resha pligi, is he going on the first statement, or dilma seifa pligi? And the Gemara will explain. Tikama. Tanakama, when Tanakama said perek ala pot, when you make the bracha on a motzi, part to the poperet, it's going to potter the hors d'oeuvres, like the little foods that you have afterwards, the side dishes. Kol shechei maisi kedera. How much more so, it should be a maisi yedera. Okay, v'yate beis shamai, and beis shamai comes, l'meima, lo meboye poperet, the lo potter. You don't need to tell you that the poperet is not going to potter, it's kolik l'kamrei. Not only on the side dishes, the bread is not going to be potter, Lohopad ela filu maisi kedera, and rather even the chiddush is that even the mezonot type things you're gonna nami lo patrei. Is that what Beis Shammai is coming to be cholak on, or dilma sefer pligi, or maybe it's coming to be cholak on the sefer? The katani berakala prepare lo patrei the pot. When you make a bracha, Tanakam, the Mishnah holds, when you make a bracha on the side dishes, it doesn't come to cover the pot. Pot hu lo patrei. It's pot that it doesn't come in potter. Of our maisi kidera, it does come to potter. V'yati beis shamai, l'neimor, beis shamai comes and tells us, afilo maisi kidera nami lo potter, that even the bread, the mezonot afterwards, will not come in potter. Teiko, it's a teiko, and it's beis shamai, and we don't learn lacha, we'll go back to Rashi. Bolehem yain b'toch hamazon. If wine came in the middle of the meal, the kodem a mazon lo balahem, and before you started eating, it didn't come. You remember, it's coming now for a different purpose. It's coming lishrot and not lishtot. In tinsalomar, if you want to tell me lahavi vaya mishnah today, that you want to bring me a vaya from the mishnah, tikatani yain shalifnei a mazon potel shliach a mazon. We already saw that wine before the meal is part of what comes after the mazon. And in a vaya, it's no vaya. The hatam zeh lishtot. Over there in our Mishnah, it's for the purpose of drinking the wine. It's coming, and that's why it's part of wine, it's for drinking. And this is to drink. When you bring wine in the middle of the meal, it's coming to settle the food in its digestive tract. That's where it's coming from. And it's not custom to drink in the midst of the Suda, except a little bit to settle the digestive. This was the Vedic tribe bringing. Kai cited that. I thought this is what we thought. Ahi kamar. Kishaviu yain sheni acha mazon. When you bring second wine after the mazon, echad mevarek lekulam. One makes a bracha for all. For the hatana leid the kol echad vechad yivarek al shibetoch hamazon, that each one makes a bracha when it comes in the mitzvah meal, the atzmo, the time it started to bracha al shlach hamazon. We thought that the Mishnah was talking about one suda. Parte de poperet, this is in Beit Shammai's things, al papi she ein tzarek suda, even though these little dishes are not for the etzim suda, the milay keres, it comes, it's not part of the suda to fill you up, el lemigamer achila, I guess it means to enhance, migmar achila, comes to enhance the eating, it's not for the etzim eating, kol shechei maisi kedera, shuliyakal lazon, lazon mamash, it's actually coming to fill you up. Okay, so that's that, we don't, the halach is not anyway like Beis Shammai. Okay, one more din over here. Hayu yoshin kol echad v'echad, and this is the din now of kvius. What makes kvius in the suda? We already saw in the Mishnah, that is when, if you're just sitting together, that's not called kvius. If you do haseva, it is called kvius. They're all sitting together, it's not kavius. And each one makes a bracha, and you don't have the din that one can make the bracha for all, for Rova Amadras Melech. Hasevu, so we see from the Mishnah, Hasevu in, only when you're coming to sit together in Seva, that's when you have the one person to be Yotzi everyone. Lo Hasevu, lo, but if they're not sitting together as Hasevu, it's not going to be part of the, and we will bring up a steer from a Brisa. A Brisa says, Asara Shahayu Holchim Bederek. 10 people were walking in the path together. Alpha Pi Shakulam Oklim Mekiko Echad. Even though they're eating from the same loaf, Kol Echad V'Echad Mivarek Li Atzmo. Each one makes their own bracha. It doesn't matter if you're eating from the same loaf or not. Since it's not Kavius, each one makes their own bracha. Yashvu Li Achol. If they sit together to eat, Alpha Pi Shakol Echad V'Echad. Even though each one is eating from his own bread, but they sat down to eat together, one makes the bracha for everyone. And we learn over there, sitting, alpha pishalo staple. The Brisa says they're sitting to eat together, even though they're not doing seva. And our Mishnah was Mashma, if they're sitting, not Mashma, our Mishnah says, if they're sitting, no, Sevu, yes, only Sevu. So we have a contradiction between a Brisa in our Mishnah, when you sit down, our Mishnah is only Sevu, and over here we see, even if you're not doing Sevu, you could have one, Biyotzi, everyone. Amar Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Kegon di Ami Nezel V'Necha Lachma B'Doch Polon. The case of the Brisa is different. It's kigon, it's, for example, they said, let us go and let us eat our bread and makom polam, and makom ploni. Since they were mizamin them, so let's just see Rashi, he'll explain it better. Bedok polam, but makom ploni, that means makom ploni. Bedok is makom, polam is ploni. In this specific place, the kabulahem mitchila, they fixed it. They were koveya mitchila makom bedibor. Since they announced the place, they were koveya the place bedibor. The Eitzah, that's what they decided over, Yahazmana, and they all were invited there. Havu Kavius, that's Kavius. Aval Yechvu Me'alehem, but if they just stop sitting together, B'makom Echad, in one place, Yachad Enu Kavius. Just happening to be sitting together in one place is not a Kavius. And I remember in Torah or in the lunchroom, that Rev Scheinberg would say that just because you're sitting at the same table with someone else, who says that's Kavius? And he says that unless you plan on eating the Kavua with your fellow students, it's not called kavius, and you don't make a hazam, a zimun. So yeah, I was always wondering, by the, where do you get the chiddush from? It's right here. This is the Gemara. If you happen to have your assigned place, that you do. We're just doing one more minute. Okay. Ki nach nafshe devav. When vav was nifter, they did the levaya. Az l'talmidav batrei. The talmidim went after to bury him. Kihadri, now that they're returning back, it was in a different city. Now they're returning back from the Levaya. Amri, they said, Nezol v'necho lachma anar danach. Let's come and sit and eat our bread on nar danach. Bata de karche, after they finished eating, the karche, making the sandwiches, whatever, they finished eating, Yatve the kindly boy, they were discussing sugyas, and they were sitting, and they asked, Lohu Aseba Dafka, when the Mishnah said a sevu, was it sevu dafka tanan? About yeshvu lo, but when you're sitting not, that's the diuk of the Mishnah. Or Dilma, keva diyame nezel v'nechol rifta biduchta planita kia sevu dami. They said, but maybe, since we said, let us go and eat all together in a specific place, again, you had the koveya, the makum, v'diva, v'etzvi, azmana, that's called kevias. They didn't know. They didn't know what we, the Gemara we said before, where we put the mission in the Bryce, and they were sitting, they didn't know. Come, Rav Ada bar Ava, he rose up, ahad kevia liachore, meaning he tore his jacket beforehand at the levaya for Rav. He put the tear in back of him, v'kar kriya kriya, and he made another kriya on his coat. Omar said, "Nak nafshi de Rav. Rav passed away. Obekar amazon lo gam rinan. We don't know the halacha. We didn't finish learning Obekar amazon. It was like they felt the pain of Rav being nipped again, and they tore kriya again. Adiata husava, until this elderly Rav came. Vamalohu matnitin abraita. He brought the stira from our Mishnah to the Braisa that we saw just a minute ago. The Shonilu, and he answered, Kevan diami nezel enecha lachma bedoch palan kiseva dami. If you say, let's all get together and eat in this one place, that's like seva dami. Rashi, Azlu talmid batre, the kavu b'ir acheret, they buried him in a different city. Nahar tanak, that's the name of the place. Rashi is a different gear, so this next Rashi, we'll skip it. Ahada kriya liachore, he took where he made kriya and put it in his back. Karashikara behesped rabo, the kriya that he made during the hesped of his rab. Haksia cholok liachore, he put his garment in back of him. Umash liachol lefnim, and now that was in back of him, was in front of him. Kitei likro kara acher, in order that he should do another kriya. Liavot. Avalakshav, to show that there's another velus right now, kiyoma means it just like he died. Al shahayu tzurikim lahara, they needed a hara, ve'en yodim lahara, and they didn't know what to be hara. So over here, Tosfot says the case was they're making Birkat HaMazon. So the case of seva, whether one should yotzi everyone from this case, is on Birkat HaMazon, and therefore Tosfot brings a raya from this case that in the Mishnah is also talking Birkat HaMazon and not just the Birkat HaMazon.